I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Strict blasphemy laws continue to upend the lives of Christians in Pakistan. Recently, two Christian teens were arrested on blasphemy charges in the Punjab province. They're accused for receiving what were considered to be blasphemous sketches of the Prophet Muhammad via WhatsApp. But Bruce Allen with FMI says a Muslim sent the sketches to these young men. The sender, who also appears to have alerted police, will not be punished for his action.
It is frequently that people are set up, and the Christians, many of them are just naive about the evil intent of their neighbors. They don't suspect that anything like this would ever happen.
If convicted, these teens will be facing an automatic death sentence. Ask God to strengthen the faith of believers in Pakistan and pray for a courageous and God-fearing lawyer to fight for acquittal. And in countries where open evangelism or dangerous anti-Christian sentiments make scripture inaccessible for most believers, Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates is learning firsthand what kinds of solutions these countries require.
The local people have their own ways of living out their faith and being a testimony and sharing their faith in ways that are acceptable within their circles, even though they might be frowned upon or opposed by the government structures.
This is true of one country in Asia where Christians from 10 different language groups have contacted the ministry about translations.
They're moving forward by faith despite those oppositions, and that's something that we can have a part in, helping them to make that progress and having God's word in their own language.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God has stirred your heart for something I shared today, things on the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got the instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.